Welcome to another long-awaited episode of Nerdy, Bored, and Almost 30. I'm Mowgli.
I'm Sarah.
And, you know, I've been thinking about a lot of topics recently. Just off the top of my head, they're coming out left and right.
A fountain of things to talk about, this
fountain
guy.
Fountain of ideas, fountain of youth, even. A fountain of semen,
poop.
Some would say. A fountain of poop. Well, it's more like
upside
a
down.
More like a waterfall of poop. Lots of fun parts. Anyways, so I thought of this great topic.
Okay, what's the topic you want to talk about?
What would we do with different superpowers, Sarah?
Oh, what would we do with different superpowers?
Okay, so I think the way we're going to, because we could talk about, like, I think at the end we'll wrap up with, like, what superpower we would want.
Mm-hmm.
But we should just, like, have a list of superpowers, right? And we'll just go through them and just describe what we would do. So, you wrote a little list over there.
I started one.
Speed.
Super speed.
Super speed. Now, what kind of speed are we talking about, Sarah?
Well, I mean, I can't give you numbers, but you're thinking like The Flash or, what's his name? Pietro. Silver Butthead. Fuck.
Quicksilver?
Quicksilver.
The Silver Butthead.
Oh, that's a Silver Surfer.
Yeah, so what would you do with super speed?
I'd probably just be really bored. I don't imagine myself doing anything with it. I'd be like Quicksilver in Days of Future Past, just like stealing shit and playing pinball.
Oh my god, what a boring existence.
I know. It'd be same, but sped up.
At least you would not have to work, right?
Probably not, no.
Like, so that's the thing, it's like, you wouldn't just be sitting around doing nothing, because you'd have a lot of money. The question
How'd
is,
you do the taxes for it?
That's exactly what I was saying. How do you launder those goods? So you would have to, like, I don't know. It would
that's seems a, tough. That seems like a job in of itself.
Yeah. You'd have to, like, steal the title for things and, like, sign your name to it. See, the trick is, like, I did this in Fable. You just buy a bunch of little houses and you fix them up and then they just become income and eventually you don't need to do any grinding anymore for money because
mm-hmm.
the money's just coming in. So the way I'd see super speed is like, you gotta go do shady shit and get yourself like some property and stuff.
Yep.
And then you just have a residual income from that. And then if you needed to go fix it, you just run over there, fix it really quick.
Could you fix it quickly? Because like, I can't fix things now and I don't think that like speeding things up would help.
You would learn because
you could learn it super quickly.
Yeah. It would take you a day.
Just to learn stuff.
Yeah. You become handy.
I'd go crazy.
Handy Sarah.
No, don't call me that.
That's your name.
I think I'd go crazy and, like, kill myself.
Well, I mean, I think that would happen regardless of whether or not you had any superpower.
No, but it would be much quicker if I had super speed.
I would, I do a lot of things.
What would you do? Like what? What would you do?
I'm not drunk enough to do the thing that you want me to say that I would do.
Good. Don't be drunk enough to do the thing.
Because, you know what? You know, this reminds me of something else I want to talk about. Alcohol culture is very dangerous.
Alcohol? What's alcohol culture?
It leads to misinterpretations that some people classify as rape.
Well, wait. But no, that wasn't my question. What's alcohol culture?
Just culture of, you know, like, let's get really drunk. That whole dangerous thing.
Okay.
Like, I heard about this poor guy from Stanford.
This poor guy from Stanford?
He's swimming. He's a swimmer.
Does he have money? Or is he, like...
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. Okay, I care.
Yeah, yeah. So, apparently, this party imbued with alcohol culture was happening...
Saturated with alcohol culture.
The Bach level was through the roof. And this girl. This girl ended up vomiting in some pine needles. And he was trying to help her out and his penis fell on her.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And, you know, he has spent 3 whole months in jail.
Oh my goodness. That's like 90 days.
And that's just the dangers of drinking. That's what happens if you drink alcohol.
Was he allowed to swim while he was in jail?
You know, I don't know. Do you know this?
No.
I don't know. No, but that's the first time I heard, like, reading a lot of those things. There's, like, have you heard about, like, Good English?
No.
Okay, so the Brock, the kid's Brock Turner, right?
Yes, that's who so, we were talking about.
Yeah, so I don't really think he's a victim. Anyways,
that was satire, folks.
Yeah, in case you're too dumb to get it. which I'm sure is like the only person listening. Because you're listening. You must be an idiot. But like...
got you good.
It's let, look, you're have the Sarah experience. I'll do one monologue where I just berate you. No, so... Like, this girl wrote, like, he was having, like, character witnesses. This girl who's, like, I don't know, a drummer or some shit in some band, like, wrote the judge on behalf of Brock being like, oh, he's a good person and alcohol culture is really dangerous. That's why I was going on about it. And there was just this backlash. Like, the band started getting blacklisted from places. People were like, we don't want this person who's, like, defending a rapist, like,
oh my
here
goodness.
In this venue. So they got like canceled from a bunch of like fucking like venues. They're blacklisted all over the place. And like if you go to their Amazon, like you look at their ratings, it's just like a bunch of most people being like, fuck these people. They're rape defenders or whatever.
Ooh.
And then like a couple being people being like, you know, the music's not that bad if you just separate it from like the issue.
Yeah, but do you want to give those people money? It sounds like...
I don't know. You wanted to go see Manchester by the Sea today.
I did.
And I convinced you to listen to your better angels of your nature.
And we didn't go see anything. Not even Rogue One.
We should have gone to see Rogue One, but you didn't want to.
I didn't want to because you didn't do it.
Because I didn't do what?
I don't know. You didn't like...
Insist?
Yeah, you didn't even look at what time it was playing, so... it was like
that's a fair point.
It was just over when I said no, I don't want to, and I think that was
I would have gone on you. And I would have wanted to, since it's legal now, smoke weed. We could have gone over there, gotten like the nice thing about the Arlington is that it's like walking distance. Like for me, I know you'd walk anywhere downtown.
you say that like it's a bad thing. You'd walk anywhere downtown. Yeah, it's close.
No, it's a full like five more blocks away. It's disgusting. It's like double the distance. Anyways,
they serve alcohol at the Arlington.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't like that. I'm not gonna pay like $15 to have
get
two
some
beers.
Wine.
Bullshit. No, I've got a perfectly fine bottle of vodka in my freezer. I just drink that.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, so yeah, with the speed superpower, it'd be hard, you know. That's what she said.
You just run around. I
mean,
really, the main
money to run.
No, because that would be like obvious cheating. And like, how much money are you going to make from racing? None. Like, really, the main thing you can do is steal stuff.
Or have like sustainable energy. You hook up like a bicycle to it, like a little generator, and you don't no electricity bills.
Oh, I don't want to be like a lab rat, though.
You already are.
That'd be cool.
Wait, what? You just said that'd be cool?
Yeah. If I already were one, then like, yeah, sure. And then
you're
make
a
it
lab rut.
Stuck in a rut.
Stuck in a butt.
Yeah, super speed. That's not, I don't think that's a good
one. I would
one.
Pass on that. What about invisibility? What would you do with that? Oh my God. That's gonna deafen them.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Invisibility kind of makes me mad.
Why?
Because... if it's just like you're able to get your body invisible, you're going to be freezing going
no,
anywhere.
Shut up. Stop.
But
no,
if you
no,
can
no.
like make things that you touch invisible also.
It's a field around you. Think about it that way.
So you're like an invisible bubble?
Yeah. But like it's not spherical. It's just like, let's say like anything 3 inches away from you that is touching you. Up to 3 inches away.
So you couldn't pretend to be a ghost? Like, hold a hat?
You could. Mm. You just have to wear a lot of fucking clothes. You can build a scaffold for yourself.
Seems weird also.
That's your thing? You'd wear a hat?
To freak people out. Yeah, that's what I would do with invisibility.
You could do that without wearing a hat. You know that, right? Like, if you're invisible, you go push things. You knock shit over. Like, you don't need to wear a hat to freak people out.
No, I don't need to. I just want to. This is, if we had superpowers, what would we do? That's what I want to do, is freak people out with a hat.
If Sarah had the power of invisibility, she would wear a hat. Is that because you don't look good with hats now?
I do look good with hats.
Oh. Okay.
I do.
whatever.
I don't have anything I really need to be invisible for. Like, it's kind of the same thing with super speed. Like, I could sneak into concerts, I guess.
No, invisibility would be way cooler than super speed. Because, like, you can enjoy your mischief. Like, with super speed, like, you can really quickly go over and slap somebody, and then you'd run away. But you're not going to be there to see their reaction, because you're gone. Right?
It's like spoken like a true troll.
Yeah.
It doesn't count if you don't get to see their reaction.
Yeah, no. Like,
how is that fun?
It wouldn't be. That's my point. And with invisibility, you could slap somebody, scare them. Oh, ooh. That'd be so much fun.
Throw snowballs.
You know what I would do if I had invisibility?
What would you do?
I'd go to Hollywood and I'd be like, you guys, think of how much you can save on special effects if you just hire me.
And then you'd put on hats for everyone's amusement.
Because everybody's making the movie Ghost Dad. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Ghost Golfer.
Isn't Ghost Dad, wasn't that with Bill Cosby?
Yes, probably.
Oh, God.
Back when he had money.
What if he was invisible? We know what he would do.
Oh, my goodness. We know exactly what he would do.
Well, somebody would see their first penis.
Maybe. Not. I don't know. I was going to ask you how old you were when you saw your first penis, but you're a boy. This doesn't really count.
My first penis that I saw that wasn't mine.
I guess, it would have to be not yours.
I think your I saw my dad. I showered with him.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I remember when I remember being a little kid and looking at my dad's dick being like, that's way bigger than mine. Holy fuck. Will mine never get that big? Like, I was just like, that's nuts. That's huge. Now, my dick's probably bigger, so I'm like, whatever. But I don't, when I look down at my dick, I don't see a big dick. I'm like, oh, it's just a dick.
You just see a dick.
It's just a dick. And if I was invisible, I would pee on people, is what I'm getting at now.
Invisidick.
You just pee on them. Oh my God. That's what I would do if I was invisible.
Just come on people.
No. Yeah, well, yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Make it snow.
But no, because then they. No.
Oh, they could catch you.
Yeah. To catch a predator. To catch an invisible predator.
To catch an invisible masturbator.
To catch the predator, because you're wearing the cloaking device. You're like, predators running around, like, coming on people.
that sounds just like Predator 2.
Adrian Brody?
Adrian Brody's not gonna be jizzed on.
Fucking, that was such a good line.
Morpheus.
Morpheus? What are you talking about?
Predators.
Oh, I'm talking about his name in the...
This fucking faggot.
Yeah, this fucking faggot.
That movie's so good. Grand Budapest.
Yeah, the Grand Budapest. Amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It
Adrian
is
Brody
the best movie.
It's fantastic.
Such a good movie. You're going to get sick of seeing good movies.
You're going to like have so much goodness in your life.
Okay, invisibility. Like, the one thing that you never think about with superpowers is like the assholes always have like a backstory of how they could like exist. Like, if I had a superpower, I would use it just to make money.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd have to do it... You would have to do it illegitimately, because if the government found out, they just want to test on you and shit.
Yeah, and that does not seem pleasant at all.
And they could find you. Like, there'd be a way. So, I don't know.
Ooh, what about controlling the weather? In, like...
Shut up, Storm.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool fucking power. I'd just make it gloomy all the time. But, like, being able to make it rain...
If you could control the weather, I would have like a private corporation hire me to take care of, like, well, they don't
freeze
really,
the ice caps.
Like, fucking, never mind.
What are they?
That doesn't matter. The boats are so big now, they don't care what the weather is.
They want the ice caps to melt so you can get the oil underneath.
If I could control the weather, I would enter into like a race around the world on a boat for prize money.
Okay.
I'd be part of the crew and I'd just be like, fucking full force wind, we would surf around the world.
So you'd cheat.
Yeah, that's what superpowers are, is cheating.
Just allow you to be like nefarious. All these things.
No, all these things, they what are you gonna do with that's good with speed?
I don't know. Rescue people?
From what?
Drowning. I don't know how to hear about them.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that I never get with superheroes, is like they know how to get they're like, oh, like Spider-Man will just be chilling.
He's got his spider senses, and that's like true. Yeah, Superman can hear it or something, and like Batman has money.
My money is telling me that there's trouble.
He like tricked out the Batcave, so now he's got cameras everywhere. Yeah. Like Alfred's telling him what's going on.
It's like Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Big Bat. Is someone calling you?
Oh my god. I'm gonna turn down the volume there. Alright. So invisibility. To make money. Yeah, all these things you just have to steal.
It just makes things easier to steal. This is like thumbs down. What about super strength? You could, like, do MMA fighting or something. Ooh, do you have super defense, too?
That's the trick.
Shit.
But if you have super strength, you could probably, like, scare the shit out of them long enough. Like, if I had super strength and I was going to fight in MMA, I'd, like, take the cage and, like, rip it down and be, like, throw it at the guy's face right before. The guy would be, like...
Just do WWE. That shit's fake anyway. It's, like, all showmanship stuff.
Just, like, pick them up and throw them.
Yeah.
Now, if I had super strength...
You can make money from that, legitimately, by, like, carrying stuff. You couldn't make, like, a whole bunch of money, probably, unless you're, like, doing showmanship. But that's boring. This isn't, like, Bailey's Circus times. We don't need to watch a strongman.
Honestly, you don't know what I just thought about?
What would you do?
I'd play with that lightsaber, but I would get, like, I would get really heavy, like, Kevlar armor, but I'd be able to move fast because it was really strong.
You get Piccolo cape and hat.
No, just, yeah, whatever. But you'd, like, heavy armor, mm-hmm. right? But you'd be able to move really quickly because you're super strong.
Yeah.
With, like, that lightsaber, you'd have so much fun.
You just beat people up?
Yeah, that's a trick. Where do you do it, right?
Who are you going to beat up?
I have to.
Because you don't know what crimes are going on.
I have to go to the third world.
And beat people up.
Right, where no one cares.
Okay. It's a good thing superpowers aren't real, because this is terrible. I don't know how these can be used for good.
Yeah, none of these... You gotta be really creative to use these for good.
Yeah.
Super strength, what about, like,
You, like, throw stuff? At other stuff? Smush stuff? I don't know.
It's hard to reconcile, like, existing with bills and then, like, having a superpower. And then, like, also the want for, like, leisure. Like,
it's like, how can you, like, profit from having a superpower?
Like, it doesn't seem like you can.
No, not quite.
You need, like, a mental superpower.
Ooh, if you were psychic?
Yeah, like, that is a good one.
Or even if you were telekinetic, that would make it easier to steal again. But you could, like, you could profit from telekinesis by, like, tricking out a haunted house. Be cool.
Your plan with telekinesis is to be a fucking, like, glorified carny?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're an idiot. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It'd be fun.
Who's gonna? Oh, I have. You're gonna be like Dr. Parnassus with like the superpowers, but he's all like old and stupid, and like homeless. Oh, look, you beat the guys you like. All right, teleportation.
Teleportation's a good one.
That's easy. I would just travel.
Yeah.
Done.
I'd go get food different places.
Like around town, like you'd order takeout, and you'd just be there.
I mean, like sometimes, eventually, yeah. Other times, you like go other places.
You know what? With any of these, you could make money stealing things and then just selling them on Craigslist.
Yeah, that's so shady.
It is shady, but like, what else are you gonna do? You're invisible.
What else? You can't get a real job with invisibility.
What real job would you benefit from being invisible?
Mime?
No, the whole point is that you're seen when you're a mime. What are you talking about? How drunk are you? A mime?
Yeah, mime. Professional hide-and-go-seek player?
No, Sarah, this is a question about how you make money with that power.
I don't know. I don't know how that would help you in the workforce.
Yeah, none of these powers would. Teleportation is like where you're starting to get there. Can you bring other people with you like Goku does?
No.
Just you.
Just you. And like...
Corporate espionage.
Ooh.
Steal the plans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You go speed and invisibility. Invisibility would be harder.
Yeah, and it's because...
You still have to get through like checkpoints and shit. You're still a body, right?
Yeah.
I think teleportation would be good. Teleportation is probably the best out of like the few we've talked about so far.
Yeah.
What if, okay, so what about shapeshifting?
Shapeshifting's cool.
What would you do?
It's
a stupid power.
I would just run off and go live as different animals. And then, like, come back and pretend to be different people.
Are you five? Like,
no.
I'm gonna become a wolf.
I'm gonna go be a sea lion.
A sea what?
Sea lion. They look like they have fun.
I'd become a killer whale and I'd eat you.
Well, then I guess that's why
I wouldn't want to be an animal. Because, like, you'd get eaten by something.
Well, hopefully I would be able to spot it and turn into something else.
Animals don't have fun.
Dolphins look like they do.
Yeah, well, that's because they rape things.
I'd go be a... Oh, yeah. I'd turn into different animals and rape stuff. You'd still be a girl
dolphin, though.
Do you know that? Wait, I can't shapeshift into a dude? Like a male human? No,
that's cheesy. That says... It doesn't say sex shifting. It says shapeshifting.
I'd be shaping...
Nope.
I can't be that's other people? That's
separate power.
I can't be other people?
No.
Bullshit.
You want to shapeshift into other people? Okay, so you want to be like Mystique?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, fine. But also with animals.
Yeah. She can turn into animals.
I think those are two different powers. One is like turn into different people. One is to turn into different animals.
Mystique can turn into different animals.
She can?
Yeah.
Like when does she do that?
Like all the time. She turns into birds, flies away.
Oh, okay. That's a cool power.
Yeah.
I like this now.
You can do both. You can turn into people, real or imagined. Because you're shaped.
I would kill important people and take their place for a while.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Or just like kidnap them and take their place for a while. Otherwise, it'd be like the string of all these dead people. And then like if they talked, like people wouldn't believe them.
They'd just sound crazy because that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know what's a cool power? Like one that I would actually like. Is the one from Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
What's his name? Like Deadgrave? Kilgrave? Some stupid fucking Kilgrave. Name.
Yeah, his power of telling people what to do and then they have to do it. He like tries to get sympathy. You're like, oh, do you know how hard it is? I have to think about what I say before I say it or else people just do stuff. Me.
I know. It's a sad story.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. Well, it's not difficult to think of different ways to say stuff.
That's because all you do is sit around and think.
Yeah. you say that like it's a bad thing.
You dirty, dirty slut.
Ooh, thinking about stuff. Is that what you're doing? No, that'd be cool. Maybe not for other people. Whatever. That would be easy to get money. You just tell people to give it to you. Hey, give me this house. Hey, live in this house and give me money for it.
Yeah, that would be easy to do things.
Yeah.
Be cool. Be like, this guy told me to transfer money and I did. Like, okay, what's the problem? I want it back. No.
You gonna change your mind? Yeah.
Yeah, too bad. You gave it to him. And like, you can't take him to court when he's like, he told me to.
Yeah, no one would be able to prove it until they experienced it, which would never happen.
And if you went to court and for some reason, whatever, you could just tell the jury what to do.
It's true. Slip it in there real easy.
Yeah. Super simple.
Super powers.
That is like one of the coolest ones. Like I would want that one.
That's like the only good power.
It'd be nice if you could like if it was a switch though, that you could turn on. That's the only improvement I could think on it.
Yeah.
Because I tell you horrible shit all the time. You'd be dead like 7-8 times a day.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because you don't even realize you're saying stuff when you say it now.
I know.
You're like, you should just go kill yourself.
Oh, no, I say such funnier things than that. Don't listen to her. I say way cooler stuff than just go kill yourself.
Yeah.
So just go fucking, nah.
Oh, good, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You got me good. I'll go do that. I don't know how.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Nah, I don't.
Nah. All right, so what if you had the Force? What would you do?
Push stuff?
What do you...
like, oh my God. Get the remote.
Such a shit.
I'd like, yeah.
Okay, picture this.
Stand up.
Shut up. Remember the scene in The Empire Strikes Back where Luke is frozen and he's reaching for the lightsaber? yeah. and it wiggles and then it gets his hand. That's you on the couch with the remote.
Yeah.
You're like,
that's exactly it. That's an apt scene.
Yeah, that'd be you. You're sitting there, you're eating a cookie you made, and you're like, and then the remote like jiggles for a second, and then you get it.
Yeah.
Done.
That's what I do with the force
powers. Dude, the force is awesome. Like, the best part of it is you get Kilgrave's ability. You can tell people to do things. That's what I don't get about, like, the, like, I don't know who's better, right? Like, the Sith never tell people, they never force people to do things with their mind. They scare the shit out of them until they're like, okay, comply or scared.
Yeah, but just, like, straight up mind control.
The Jedi are like, you're gonna do this thing, and they're like, I'm gonna do this thing.
Yep. And we're just like, that's really cool.
Yeah. How nice of them.
Oh, they got tricked. No, they got forced. Their free will was taken away.
Forced.
Yeah, I know you. It's funny.
Yeah.
You force choke people. That'd be cool, but I don't know who I'd do it to.
Force trip?
Force choke. Ooh, force trip.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
Huh, that's cool. You will see lots of colors. You jump around.
See, like, the only thing that superpowers seem good for is, like, to fulfill, like, your, like, GTA, I'm running around destroying shit fantasy.
Which, it just doesn't seem very nice. Like, I don't really have that fantasy. It seems like a dick move.
I'd, like, look at people and be like, I don't want to hurt you, never mind.
Yeah, I bet you have a family.
I don't care about that.
I bet I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Mm. I mean, superpowers or no, people are going to try to take you down. And then what if other people have superpowers? And then you're a villain! What would you wear?
If I was a villain?
Yeah.
Like probably what I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
Dude, that's why... Okay, hold on a sec. This is why superheroes and supervillains are always finding each other and fighting. Because they're all dressed like morons. You're walking around the street in your spandex and your fucking cape or whatever. And you look at some dude wearing like a fishbowl on his head and like big gloves and shit. Of course you're going to know that that's the guy you need to fight. Because everybody else is walking around in jeans and like a t-shirt. Now imagine that the villain's walking around in a, like jeans and a t-shirt.
You wouldn't know.
So Spider-Man could be flying around. He'd have spider sense. He'd look around and be like, all of these fucking pedestrians. I don't know who's what's going on.
What really bugs me is like those really pathetic masks, because in theory the costume is supposed to be a, like, it's a disguise so that people don't recognize and like, oh hey, Shannon is that superhero.
Who's Shannon?
That was just a name. Oh, Bruce Wayne, like that's certainly not what? Batman. But then you look at like Robin and his mask is just like
Robin.
It's just around his eyes. Off. Like you could totally tell it was him. It's not hiding his face at all. Same with Batwoman.
It's just
Batgirl.
All they need to do is beyond a reasonable doubt. That's it.
They got like black marks on them.
Back then they didn't have the same facial recognition software we do now.
Yeah, they're still making comics.
Yeah, well they haven't caught up yet. Whatever. Nah.
It's not a disguise.
It's not. I agree.
I don't get it.
It's stupid. I agree.
I'm angry.
You like them. This is where we disagree, because I don't. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's dumb.
I don't get it. It doesn't work. The spandex at least makes like a little bit of sense. Be like, oh, I'm more agile or something. You'd be so sweaty. It'd be really unpleasant.
Long cloaks. I'd be dressed like the Sith.
Oh.
That'd be so cool. You had force lightning. You're going to be like just taser fingers. I think out of all the superpowers, I would just want the Force.
You just want the Force.
It's the most versatile one.
Controlling time would be cool.
It's like, they're individually, they're not really that superpowered. Controlling time would be awesome.
That'd be too much.
Yeah, but like, so with the Force, with all the other ones, like you're really good at one thing so much that it's such a niche that you have to be a lot more like... The situation has to be perfect for it to be effective.
That's why you have to join a super group.
Stupid.
The Avengers.
With the Force.
Justice League.
Shut up. With the Force, there's like all these little things you can do in different situations.
Oh, yeah, like the telekinesis, which helps a lot. And then the, like, I don't know.
Mind reading?
Yeah, like... Legilimens or whatever. Like, occlumency.
Shut up. I know what you mean. Yeah. They have a real word for it. Telepathy.
Isn't that being able to control other people's thoughts too? That's like the umbrella.
Yeah.
Because telekinesis is like moving stuff. Telepathy. I don't know. I usually think of that as like.
And then path. Like empathy. But you can do it with like your brain, your hearing. You can like hear people's thoughts, right?
Yeah. Can you also?
I think sometimes
influence them.
I think so.
You like incept them.
I think it's like a two. You can open up a two-way street, but you could just shut your mouth if you want to. Then it's just the one way.
Okay, that's cool.
Right, and then the other way.
Does it sound like you? Do you have to sit like?
Okay, if you can make voices, that'd be cool. You got
a thought speak with an accent.
Hey, what you doing?
You want to give me $20?
I want to give you $20.
Then they'd say it back in the accent. Yeah, the Force seems like a pretty good one.
It's really versatile. Time would be good, too.
I still want to be able to turn into an animal. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you would. You'd probably go have sex with things.
Everything. Just all the things.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30, where we learned that Sarah wants shape-shifting so she can fuck things, and she wants the ability to grow a dick.
But apparently that's not allowed.
Now you can have that now that I know your intent.
Yes.
I think everybody deserves to know what that feels like.
Like what?
Having a penis?
Oh, okay.
It's fucking great.
Eh. When it's hot out?
I mean, like, here's the thing. Balls and stuff, when it's hot out, yeah, they get sweaty, but, like, women... I'd rather deal with ball sweat than a period. Like,
okay.
It's not blood between my legs.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.